Hi there, listeners. It's Farnoosh, and I just want to say I'm really honored that you've chosen to subscribe to So Money. I know there are a lot of podcasts out there. The fact that you're here is not lost on me. Now, if you're enjoying these episodes and you're benefiting from the advice and you want more, I've actually created something really special for us. It's called the So Money Members Club. It's an online platform where you can connect more closely with me and engage with fellow So Money fans who want to become more empowered in their financial lives. The website is SoMoneyMembers.com. And when you go there, you'll learn all the benefits, including exclusive monthly finance workshops, private group calls with me. You get your questions answered in our member community. I'm often in there weighing in, and you get instant access to all of our workshop recordings. We have a robust library that's growing. So far, we've had workshops on investing in real estate, kids and money, and how to earn more in 2024. And most of all, it's fun, positive, encouraging, all the things personal finance should be. Go to SoMoneyMembers.com, and I hope you'll join us. I'm limiting enrollment, and doors will close soon. Check out SoMoneyMembers.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hosting the So Money podcast for almost 10 years, I've been learning a lot about how to best serve you outside the show. I've begun to offer pop-up workshops and a So Money members club. And with each new line of business, a lot goes on behind every transaction. Stripe helps simplify and ease payments with Tap to Pay on iPhone, which helps me grow revenue and reach through accepting more in-person contactless payments when I'm out in real life promoting my programs. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe give me the ability to scale quickly and stay flexible with quick setup and no additional hardware required. And it's not just ideal for me. From local pop-ups to global retailers, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe help businesses of all sizes accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. Whether your customers want to use their card, Apple Pay, or other digital wallet, now you can accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. So Money episode 1582, breaking down the science and savings of skincare with Dr. Mimi.
You're listening to So Money with award-winning money guru Farnoosh Torabi. Each day, get a 30-minute dose of financial inspiration from the world's top business minds, authors, influencers, and from Farnoosh herself. Looking for ways to save on gas or double your double coupons? Sorry, you're in the wrong place. Seeking profound ways to live a richer, happier life? Welcome to So Money.
Obviously, the skin of one with the skin of another is different, but its needs, its basic needs, its functions, the way it works on a daily basis is always the same.
Welcome to So Money, everybody. I'm Farnoosh Torabi. We've been doing a couple of episodes on wellness lately. If you listened to our episode with Liz Moody earlier this month, we talked to her about the science of wellness and some of the misinformation around wellness. Liz has an incredible podcast called The Liz Moody Podcast, and she has a new book out. You can check it all out on that episode, episode number 1577 from October 11th. Today, we're focusing specifically on skincare. You've all seen these multi-step, expensive skincare routines. If you've ever gone to get a facial, what do they tell you? Come back in 4 weeks. Or there are 17 products that I've left you at checkout. You should buy all of them. And you got to stop and wonder how much of this is science and how much of this is sales driven. And our guest today is a scientist, and she has all the facts and what we really need at the end of the day to protect our skin, which is the largest organ on our bodies. Dr. Mireille Vega, also known as Dr. Mimi, is a respected chemist. She's a pioneering figure in skin microbiome studies, and she has always been on a mission to share the genuine truth about healthy skin and simplified routines. Her advice stems from 30 years of trials and discoveries, as well as her daughter's skincare struggles, where she realized that the traditional multi-step approach just didn't add up. And she's actually developed her own revolutionary idea that bridges the gap between skincare and scientific understanding. It's the one human skin approach to skin health. Can you imagine one solution for everybody's skin? Kind of goes contrary to the entire industry. They're probably hating this episode. If we can save money in the pursuit of saving our skin, well, sign me up. Here's Dr. Mimi. Mireille Vega, Dr. Mimi, welcome to So Money. It's great to have you on the show.
Hi, Farnoosh. Thanks for having me. So happy to be here.
Yes, yes. All right. So audience, we're doing a very special So Money today where I really wanted to dive into the misinformation in the wellness industry, which we know is a billion-dollar industry. And I think that from time to time, it's important to address this on the show, just as we are out there being the smartest consumers we can. I think if you are spending any time on social media, it's very easy to go down a rabbit hole and think that you need to buy all of the things to cater to this wellness lifestyle that a lot of times is just, you know, it's just business. And today we're going to focus on skincare, which is why I wanted to bring Dr. Mimi onto the show. Dr. Mimi, you and I met, I guess it was this time last year. You attended a Pitch Please workshop. You are a respected chemist, pioneering figure in skin microbiome studies. And I just thought, let's go to the science. Let's go to someone who really knows skincare from your perspective, who can tell us the truth about what it takes to have healthy skin, where are the investments we should be making. I'll give you a quick anecdote, Dr. Mimi, and then we'll get into your advice. You will laugh at this. I met an entrepreneur in the beauty business many years ago who will remain nameless. Lovely, lovely woman, great entrepreneur, great business. But she told me that when I pulled her aside and I asked her, what's your skincare routine? You know, what do you do at night? She had beautiful skin. She said, my skincare routine is 8 steps. At night.
Yeah.
And it starts with washing your face, and then she puts on a mask, and then there's a serum, and then there's another thing, and then another thing. And first of all, I was like, I have 2 kids. There's no way. She's like, oh, you could just put the mask on while you're making dinner. I said, oh, okay. Now reflecting on this, I'm like, of course, she was incentivized to adopt an 8-step plan and promote an 8-step plan because she ran a business selling products that all supported these 8-step plans. Now, I'm not saying she was doing that intentionally, but it didn't harm her financially to promote this. And so all this to say that I think that there's a lot of shoulds in the beauty business, and like, I need this and I need that, and you're doing it wrong. And I just wanted you to set the record straight. You've been very passionate about kind of setting the record straight and really digging into the science of skin care. Tell us, first of all, how you got interested in this.
I think I was born to do that, in a sense that I grew up in the country surrounded by nature and really, really loved the chemistry of nature to start with. I was even part of environmental groups when I was young in the 80s. Yes, they existed back then too, right? And as a teenager, when I grew a bit, had some skin issues that I tried to resolve by going to the drugstore and reading all these labels. And I was part of the chemistry club, and I loved understanding how the world worked from a chemistry perspective, and tried so many things. Ended up having for multiple years face really red, irritated with all these products that dermatologists or just marketing were selling to me, really. That's why I ended up a chemist, really. And I did go on a mission to resolve these complicated routines because I was offered solutions that were really complex. And you talked about the 8 steps routine, but sometimes it's 10, 15, but it's not all in the morning or in the evening. You have, like some products you'll use on rotation. Now it's very popular to do skin cycling or to exfoliate or all these things that for me at the core, I didn't understand how it worked with the skin really. And so this is why I went on a mission really to solve first my own issues. And then, mm-hmm. Learning more and more of, on ingredients and how the skin really worked. But I did feel, especially at the grad level, I did a PhD in biotechnology because I really cared for natural ingredients. But at the time, really, the market wasn't ready.
Just a reminder, like the skin is the largest organ. We often think of skin health as just like the face. We just think of making sure we, remove the spots and we have the best, cleanest skin. But there's far more to skin health than what is just on our face. And so maybe talk a little bit about why investing in skin is so important as it pertains to our overall bodily health.
Yes, very, very good question. The skin, as you mentioned, is the biggest organ. It's our first barrier of protection from the outside conditions. There is on top of the skin a layer of microbes. Most of us know, but still, there's a lot of microbes living in and around our body. Most of them are located in the gut, but there are quite a few located on the skin. It's really an ecosystem, living organisms on our skin that build the protection that protects our skin, which in turn protects us.
Very, very interesting. I just recently, you've backed it up now with the science, but I was on Instagram and I was watching, I think it was Salma Hayek, famous actress, talk about her number one beauty tip that her grandmother passed down to her. And it was, don't wash your face. Don't clean your face in the morning because overnight your skin rejuvenates. And just like you explained, there's sort of like all these protective ingredients on the skin when you, especially when you wake up in the morning, like all the commercials say immediately use your Neutrogena bar soap to wash your face or whatever. No. And that actually may be more harmful to your skin. So let the microbes kind of do their thing on your face. And let's talk more about the simplification. You've described the science, which sounds very complex, and maybe that's why there is this assumption that every skin type needs a different skin routine and there needs to be multi-layers to the skin routine. But you've actually developed the one human skin approach to skin health. And I want you to talk a little bit about that. It's kind of contradicts a lot of what, again, what we've been told is that every skin is different. So how do you streamline this into your one human skin?
It is really a streamline. You put the word on it. It was a process. For myself, it was a reprogramming. I've looked at the skin and ingredients for the skin for more than 30 years. And I had done a deep dive on the microbiome. So I knew I had all the elements now to build something that made sense. But yet, there was one thing that was, for me, still missing, as how do I make this work together? And my daughter became a teenager, and she was faced with similar issues I had faced. She went into the family cabinet where we and I stored all my products because I had multiple. I tried many, many things, right? And she asked this simple question as to, okay, what do I do now, right? And then I started trying to come up with a system for her so that, she would wash, but not too much. And she would, I couldn't make something that made sense for her. And this is when I had my second Eureka moment, if we can call it like that, where I said, wait, we have to focus on what is common to everyone, not on what is different from everyone. And this is when I mapped actually all the ingredients, the good, the bad, the wasteful, those ingredients that are to avoid at all costs. We kind of know them, the phthalates, the parabens, the allergens, pretty straightforward. And then I mapped all these good ones that we really want to use. And I looked also at those that have big, big claims and they're supposed to be miraculous, and to find the science behind it. Trying to make up these formulations, I really wanted one product that worked for all, but it evidently was not possible until I realized that there's really one element that changes from one person to another, and not even from one person to the other, but within the same skin, the same person from time to time. We lack sleep. We are stressed out. Sometimes there's a period in the month, or we've used specific products that affected our skin, or we ate the wrong thing, right? And our skin reacts and changes, and its needs change. So how do we adapt our care to that? It's really, really complex with the way it's set right now, because you have, okay, use these products. These are good for your skin, but your skin changes. So what about next week or in 2 months from now, or when I'm really, really stressed, or when I'm not? Or so I realized that the main element was really the quantity of oils or fat, lipids that the skin produced. That was the major factor. To simplify, the fats and the salts. And the fats, what they do, they create a layer, a protective layer, a physical layer on the skin. Typically, we need more of that during the winter. And typically, teenager will get more of this, but sometimes too much, right? And then you have the other aspect, the salts that actually keep water in the skin. So the hydration, the real hydration with water is through these salts. So what I did is actually create one formula that balances the salts and the lipids into two different products that you use at the same time. So you have these two, one and two, and then you put the two of them together. And then if you feel your skin stretched or, dry, then you would add more of one. And if you feel it's still oily, well, you would add more of two. And then this is how you balance your care. Because honestly, everything else in your skin, from your skin to mine to anyone's, is just these two elements that vary.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
For the longest time, I dreaded buying bras. It was like shopping for jeans. Impossible. You want a bra that's sexy? You want a bra that's comfortable? You can't have both. Well, now you can, thanks to Third Love. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, the ick, the ugh, out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem or brablem. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school. Get smoothing, you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made with premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with the code PODCAST15. The weather's getting warmer as I record. It's a nice 73 degrees on the East Coast. So finally, time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and, fingers crossed, hello to shorts and tees. And I need to update my wardrobe for the long haul. And, you know, I don't want to spend a fortune. So luckily, I found Quince. I'm honest. I've got a lineup of timeless pieces from Quince that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. I'm talking premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and tons more. Best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. I have t-shirts from Quince, pajamas from Quince. My very chic and fashionable sister-in-law, Hannah, her whole closet is Quince. And people often stop us and ask, where did you get this? Don't tell me the price. And then when I do, they're shopping on Quince.com. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to Quince.com/somoney for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's Quince.com/somoney to get free shipping and 365 day returns. Quince.com/somoney. So contrary to what you might be advised to purchase, like if you're going to, I remember going to the department store with my mom and we'd go to the Clinique counter when I was a teen and they'd have you kind of figure out the oiliness, dryness of your skin. There was a little like thing that you had to play around with and then they would give you, they would formulate essentially, they'd say, okay, you need this particular astringent and then you need this moisturizer and you need the challenge with that is that they were, am I right to assume that what's wrong with that approach is that they were assuming you have a certain skin type all year for the most part, where what I'm hearing from you is that your skin goes through all types of oily, goes from oily to dry, like depending on the month, your sleep, your stress levels, what you've eaten, all the things. So every day you have to kind of measure for this.
Exactly, exactly. Honestly, we still have the same types of quiz, right? You go online and then all these companies will ask you, okay, so you know, answer these 10 questions and we'll tell you what you need, right? And now they say that AI, you know, can help in that, you know, like what this, the thing is, it, I don't see how it can, because at that point, first you're answering questions and then, you know, like it will tell you for one specific instance. Obviously the skin of one with the skin of another is different, but its needs, its basic needs, its functions, the way it works on a daily basis is always the same. I agree. I don't think these quiz make sense. And even when they're done face to face, obviously those that care for the skin have seen so many people that they can advise very well, right? They advise based on what they see when you go see them and the care that they will suggest will be great for the skin then. But then, you know, like we get a hormonal cycle in and this all changes. Not sure if you experienced this, but I used to experience monthly some breakouts, right? Even in my 30s and 40s. And you're like, oh, how is this really possible, right? Well, the skin is complex. And it does so many wonderful things for you to protect you when you give it what we actually strip from it on a daily basis.
Wow. So speaking of, you know, maybe the myths within the skincare industry, I remember, you're going to roll your eyes, but every time I go get a facial, they always, of course, like they're trained, right? The facialist, they tell you what's wrong with your skin and you got to buy all the products or we'll put aside all these products for you when you check out, no pressure, but we think you need this, this, and the other thing. And they'll say, you know, how often do you get a facial? And truthfully, I might get a facial twice a year, maybe. And they go, oh no, you need to come here every 4 weeks. Can you imagine getting a full-on facial every four? I just feel like that's, to your point, like it's really overdoing it. And maybe they're right. I don't know. What's the right balance for these types of skincare procedures, whether it's the microdermabrasion, the facials, the this, the that? I feel like, again, there's an industry that would benefit from you having this be part of your monthly routine or even more frequent. So what's the right balance there?
Well, from my standpoint, I really, really changed my approach. I used to go quarterly because I thought it made sense, because with seasons, we really feel the change of our skin. It's not so much that the needs change, but the external conditions change and obviously affects humidity and external factors. So I kind of related that to it. I will be very transparent. Since I developed the two products that I use in one step, right, I have not gone, not once. I was able to give back to my skin everything it needs to actually exfoliate itself naturally and gently. So obviously, I miss the time I spend on that bed where, you know, like someone was pampering me. This is, you know, like great for the mind. You can get other types of care. I do think, even facial care, massages, but I don't think it's necessary. In terms of the other interventions that you could get, some are beneficial for the skin short term. They will, for instance, decrease spots, appearances, or help in the plumpness. This doesn't last, unfortunately. But again, you know, like if you're used to these, you will see a benefit for the short term. And I don't think, you know, other than your wallet, if it's not affecting it, and you like going through these procedures, well, I don't see why not, right? But personally, I no longer do it. I really wanted to simplify my life and give myself peace of mind. The mapping of all these ingredients, those that you really need for your skin particularly, will help me in making sure that I provided my skin everything it needed, and I know I don't need to add anything else. That's why I no longer do it. But if you feel that your skin needs it and you're really convinced, well, it's really difficult. Yeah. And honestly, even for myself, it took me a few years to deprogram myself, mm-hmm. because we've heard so many ways or claims that we began to believe them, right? So right. When someone tells you, well, you know, like you really don't need this, well, you tend not to trust. And then, you know, it's really a process. So I would say, you know, like for all of these, you know, like you go with those that really make sense for your skin, and you have to be very mindful, basically, yes. of how your skin reacts to these.
What are some other ways, and this will be our last question, and then before I also ask you about where to learn more about One Human Skin, but anything that people can do on a daily basis that are just easy things to do to help their skin's health that doesn't necessarily require buying products, but just, you know, I've heard you already talk about hydration is really important, but what else you think is helpful? As you say, the skin kind of works on its own, but it probably can benefit from some environmental benefits too.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, you mentioned it, you know, like if we talk just purely skin, overwashing is a big no-no. That's the first thing. Obviously, we live in cities. We work out, we put on makeup, we, you know, like we have a thriving life. Unfortunately, polluted environment, you'll need to cleanse at the end of the day. So you will do that with a gentle cleansing. You won't need to exfoliate. Exfoliation, especially mm-hmm. physical exfoliation, will create micro wounds on your skin and can actually trigger breakouts and inflammation. So you know, like the first thing is really to wash with a gentle cleanser, neutral pH, and to reestablish the pH of your skin as quickly as possible. Most products now are formulated to be optimal to the skin's pH, which is slightly acidic. And then the reason why you would put different types of products right after is to actually restore what you lost. during the day, mm-hmm. during your activities, but also through that cleansing. Ingredients like hyaluronic acid or HA, or ingredients like ceramides, the lipids that will supplement the sebum that you may have lost or that you're not producing enough, will be all important. Actually, in our formulations, we put 35 ingredients. It's not that we don't like cosmetic ingredients. We do like them, but we put them in a balance so that they're actually beneficial to the skin, and you don't need to think about, okay, what else is my skin needing at that point. So, this is the first, night routine that you could have. You can evening routine. You would go with a gentle cleanser and then reestablish the lost elements. And in the morning, if you're used to it, well, then you could just rinse with water if you really feel that you need some type of rinse, that will be sufficient. In general as well, there are different things. Obviously, we know that sleep, if we sleep enough, it's more beneficial getting enough sleep than any products you can use.
What you eat.
It is a reflection. Your skin is a reflection of what you eat.
What should I not be eating? Is this like don't eat meat or don't eat French fries? What do you mean by things that we eat? Because there's also like, that's a whole other show.
Oh, yes. I mean, there's so many things. I mean, we haven't gone into even the business and the savings and the, right. like that you could, get into. I like to simplify my life and to make sure that I do what is best for my overall health. But part of that aspect is to live in moderation, really. So obviously, we do things sometimes that are not as great for our health, but it's great for our mind, so we keep it. But I'll give you examples of a vitamin that you want to make sure that you have on your plate, mm-hmm. which is vitamin C. I mean, all of them, you want them, like with a balanced diet of plant-based with vegetables and fruits, you'll get these vitamins. Obviously, you'll eat the lean proteins as well. And I'm not getting into the vegan or non aspect of it, right? We know the benefits, and this is more, on the nutrition side, but you will have these vitamins. But the vitamin C is a very good example of what we've heard and everyone believes, and many dermatologists as well, right? That the vitamin C is absolutely essential to your skin. It is, but in your plate, because what the vitamin C does is actually is a cofactor to the production of collagen. Collagen cannot be put on your skin feeling that you will supplement your skin with collagen. The only way to increase your collagen is really to produce it internally. To do that,
right.
You need to have the cofactors and you need to have the amino acids, so the building blocks of the collagen protein, right? So you can eat collagen, it will be broken down and then rebuild, or you could just eat proteins, like, varied types of proteins to get the building blocks and make sure you have daily vitamin C so that you can have that cofactor to really produce the collagen that we so desperately want as we age.
Right. Dr. Mimi, tell us, this is a lot of science. I think that we did a good job of balancing the science with the practical use cases and the how-tos. We'd love to hear you tell us, One Human Skin, is that available on your website?
We are available online. We are starting out just e-commerce. The One Human Skin is more the approach. It's Vegam Biome. That's the name of the line. And on our site, we also have the list of these guides of ingredients that you want to make sure you have and those that you want to make sure to exclude from your products. The website is veganbiome.com or toloveyourskin.com.
Toloveyourskin.com. We'll put those links in our show notes. I'm excited to try it out. My skincare routine right now is basically washing my face at night, putting on some moisturizer, and then morning SPF and I'm out the door. I don't know. I used to be, I think it's just for me also my life stage. Like I just don't have time for multi-steps. So your approach is really hitting me where I need it. I think a lot of people can relate and will appreciate this.
Yeah, we're really busy. That was the whole point, right? It was thought out before pandemic. So with the traveling as well, when you factor that in, you change environment very quickly, and then you know, like your skin is like what? Yeah. And well, now you know, like it's simplified, but more to that, you know, like under you know, like the overall balance in your life, I think it's important to. Yeah, to simplify everything.
Yeah.
Basically.
Well, thank you, Dr. Mimi. Hope to have you back soon. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. That was great. Thanks very much.
Thanks so much to Dr. Mimi for joining us. And if you'd like to learn more about her One Human Skin approach and her product, we have that link in our show notes. If you like this episode, please subscribe. Make sure you're leaving a review. Every Friday, I pick one reviewer to receive a free 15-minute money session with me. And if you're enjoying a healthy state of panic, well, let me know about that too. You can leave a review on Amazon where all reviews are collected, helps the algorithm, gets the title, leading the charts and selling more books, which if I'm being completely honest, I want to sell some books. So please let others know if you're enjoying the book, leave a review on Amazon. I'll see you back here on Wednesday, and I hope your day is so money. Hosting the So Money podcast for almost 10 years, I've been learning a lot about how to best serve you outside the show. I've begun to offer pop-up workshops and a So Money members club. And with each new line of business, a lot goes on behind every transaction. Stripe helps simplify and ease payments with Tap to Pay on iPhone, which helps me grow revenue and reach through accepting more in-person contactless payments when I'm out in real life promoting my programs. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe give me the ability to scale quickly and stay flexible with quick setup and no additional hardware required. And it's not just ideal for me. From local pop-ups to global retailers, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe help businesses of all sizes accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. Whether your customers want to use their card, Apple Pay, or other digital wallet, now you can accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. For the longest time, I dreaded buying bras. It was like shopping for jeans. Impossible. You want a bra that's sexy? You want a bra that's comfortable? You can't have both. Well, now you can, thanks to Third Love. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, the ick, the ugh, out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem or brablem. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school. Get smoothing, you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made with premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with the code PODCAST15.